Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me again this evening to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. I think we're nearing the close of this series, but not yet. Not tonight. Go to Hebrews 6. For some weeks now, we've been talking about the subject of diligence. So we've seen diligence portrayed, and this has been our text through these weeks. Let's look at it again. Hebrews 6 and 10. Says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It gives the example of Abraham and how he was diligent to believe God. And even though it took many years, one aspect of diligence is you don't quit till it's done. Isn't that what he said? Unto the end. Show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. I've had people sometimes come and whine and say, well, you know, I've been standing for 3 months. What do I do now? I said, well, has it happened? Do you see it? No. Well, that's pretty obvious. You're not done. You're not done. See, but we live in a society of clock watchers and people who care most about job description. And if it's not my shift and it's not my job description, then I'm sorry. But we don't do that. And it's sad that a lot of people are, they're so focused on these things until they ignore the leadings of the Lord. But you know, when something needs to be done, it needs to be done. And it's not done until it's done. Whether it's your job description or not. Well, that's not going over too big, is it? Well, think about it. Now, if you're up in heaven and the Lord hands you a broom, are you going to tell him that's not your job description? That's not what you agreed to when you got into the kingdom? We've had people, you know, sometimes they felt like they're supposed to work with us and for us. And in the ministry, they said, well, what's my job description? And we said, well, you don't have one. What? What do I do? Whatever needs to be done. Amen. Well, a lot of folk don't like that. But if you got a big enough problem with it, then you're not qualified for ministry. Amen. Hmm? Thank God our bunch around here is not that way. They've proven that this week. We've got people all kind of skills doing all kind of things. I believe it pleases the Lord. Don't you think so? But he said, show the same diligence. Everybody say diligence. Diligence. Diligence to the end. And Abraham did. And he and Sarah saw the fulfillment of their dreams. The Bible said in verse 15, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, what does diligence mean? We gave you some definitions of it. I think it'll do good to repeat them. Anybody remember some of the things, some of the words that define diligence in the Hebrew and Greek lexicons? One is vehemence. Vehemence. We might say being passionate about it. Fervent. Another word is fervent, which goes along with that vehement. Fervent. How many have seen a lot of folk in our current society They're not fervent about anything. They're not passionate about anything. They're sloppy in natural things and spiritual things. One of their favorite phrases is, whatever. No biggie. I'll get to it when I get to it, if I get to it. And this sloppiness is a big problem in the eyes of the Lord, because Revelation has another term for it. Lukewarm. And it is completely unacceptable to the Lord. Many people would think, well, you know, at least if you're warm, that's better than being cold. But the Lord said, I'd rather you were cold or hot. Is he really that way?
Yes,
get in or out. Do it or don't. Don't play with it. Because why? That shows heart problems, doesn't it? It shows you don't know who you're dealing with. And so diligence involves fervency, earnestness, zeal, vehemence even. The Bible talked about when the Lord cleaned house and turned those money changers' tables over and cleared the room with that whip. He quoted, the zeal of the Lord has eaten me up. He was not content to discuss it diplomatically. Was he? Let's sit down and let's form a committee to discuss this. Some churches, bless their heart, they are committed unto oblivion. I've been to places before, and because we speak outside so-called faith circles. We've been in all kinds of churches, and I count it a great privilege. And there's some churches, I was the first speaker in their church in the past 50 years outside of their group and denomination. And I was, you know, wondering after I got there, what am I doing here? Because I mean, it was very different. But God loves all his people.
Amen.
And we all have different ways. And a lot of times we like to think that most all our ways are God. That the way we do it, that's how God does it. But you know, that's wishful thinking. I have found that a whole lot of the way we do stuff, and a whole lot of the way this group does their stuff, and a whole lot of the way that group does their stuff is their ways and our ways. And I found God is very accommodating. He's very merciful. He'll work with you as much as he can. He will. I'd like to grow so that we dispense with our ways more and more and learn truly his ways. And to find out. In fact, just everybody say it out loud so that he hears the church asking him. Say it out loud. Father God,
we
want to
know
the way
you would do
everything
in this church,
in this ministry,
in our families,
in my life.
Show me your way
in everything.
Hallelujah.
Let's expect it. And when it comes, be open to it and be ready and willing to change. He said, be diligent unto the end. And this means vehement, earnest, fervent. It also means eager and determined. It means prompt. It means do it early. Do it with speed. Now, I noticed earlier today, back up in the text again, that 10th verse, the Lord drew my attention to this. We asked this question early on. We should be diligent. We've seen that. I think that's established. And it's not just for a couple of people that have laziness issues. Everybody needs to think about this. Because even though you might be quite diligent in one area, you may be lax in another area. So diligence applies to all of us right now. But diligent at what? Diligent doing what? And notice in the 10th verse, he said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, your work and your labor. So they're diligent in working, diligent in laboring, and they're doing it out of love, which you have showed toward his name. They're doing it because of him, because of his name. And what are they doing? In that you have ministered to the saints, and you're still doing it. And you do minister to the saints. What should we be diligent at? Ministering to the saints. Go with me to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter 1 and 22. Are you there? Seeing you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another, how? With a pure heart, how? Fervently. Love each other, how? Fervently. That's one of our definitions for diligence, isn't it? Wonder what, if you said it like that, how much would it change the meaning? Love each other diligently. Ties together, right? Some of the same idea. Go to the fourth chapter, 1 Peter. Just over a page or so, 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4 and 8. And above all things, that's saying a lot. Isn't that saying a lot? There's a whole Bible full of things, and this says, above all of them, do what? Above all things, have fervent charity. That's the King James word for love. Have fervent love among yourselves. For love shall cover the multitude of sins, and use hospitality one to another without grudging. Now, what we're reading here, friend, is a description of ministering to the saints. We'd be remiss in talking about being diligent, being diligent, being diligent, and not focus some more on diligent to do what? Because there's some application. What? Diligent on my job, diligent at the house, diligent to take care of the family, diligent to do this. Well, yeah, yeah. But more importantly, diligent to minister to the saints. Said out loud, serving the saints.
Serving the saints.
Say it again. Serving the saints. One more time. Serving the saints. Are we all called to this? Are we all instructed to this? And are we to be diligent at it and fervent in it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me